Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
If somebody scores, I'm going to piss my pants because I'm going to be so excited and ready to burst. So yeah, it's all the emotions in one. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Oh, I still have shit in my teeth. That's great. Perfect. I've already talked to Brian Dable this morning at 6:45.
Oh, Jesus. Early bird special.
He's great.
Oh, my God.
Good morning and welcome to the Calm Down podcast, you guys. We hope everyone is doing well as you get ready for this holiday week. We are all over the place. I've got 2 games this week. Carissa has 17 games this week, plus a studio and an interview with Patrick Mahomes. We're all over the place. She just dropped off her parents at the airport. Did you cry?
No, I'm really, I think I was just like, okay, gotta go. I gotta be back at 8:15. Love you guys. See ya. I usually do cry though.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to tell you who's going to cry more. These 2 dogs behind me, because they've had 75 walks a day from my parents. Yeah. To Aaron's point, we're recording this and Aaron has 7 calls with the teams and whatnot. So this week's crazy for you. Thanksgiving game,
which every week is crazy for you.
We're good. I was on my way back last night from, again, this is, and I will pull back the curtain of all the things. Aaron's generosity, where it's like when she can't do something, she's like, can you do it? Do you want to do it? So I love sitting down with any of these guys,
yeah.
Patrick Mahomes and whatnot. So Aaron, again, being amazing, is like, well, I'm supposed to do it, but can you do it? Da, da, da. Anyways, I love that we have the friendship, but also the industry where it's like, there's no competition. I get asked about this before, like, oh, how is that like working in the same? It's not. There's no competition. Erin's sending me jackets for Green Bay. She's having me do interviews that she can't do. Like, it's just the best to be able to like share the same profession with, you know, your best friend. Anyways, so we're running around.
Can we be honest about the whole thing? Hold on. Before we get into that, there's enough assholes, let's be honest, in this industry. There just are. There's a lot of people that aren't team players. There's a lot of people that are all about it for themselves. And I agree. It's just so refreshing to be like, hey, can't make Patrick Mahomes. Can you do this? I mean, I wouldn't want it to go to anybody else but you. So it's like, it is so nice. And you don't have to be a sports broadcaster, probably feel that way about people that you work with. It's just nice to have somebody you get along with. I think they call that an ally.
Oh, if you will.
Is that right?
That is right. But it's true. And it's just so, I don't know, it's just refreshing. And I think that there's this perception of, you know, being catty and all this other bullshit, yeah. But it doesn't exist here.
And there truly, definitely like, is in the business, we know.
Well, there is that, but that's for a longer podcast and we have meetings to get to. But yesterday I was flying back with Dominique and, you know, she's always so sweet. Like Jillian is, we've talked about, to always, you know, schlep around everywhere with us. Thank God they have us. On the contrary, thank God we have them, or else this is what I would end up looking like, because we all know without hair and makeup, disaster. But she said something to me. She goes, she used to travel with Faith Hill casual.
Good morning, name drop.
Yeah, she, not me, who used to travel and do Faith and Tim's makeup for their tour. And Faith would always say, being busy means we have great opportunities. And so they would never complain. And Dominique said, we never complained. And she set the tone of like, if we're busy, that means we have great opportunities. So cheers to opportunities, gal.
So I need a full rundown. How let our listeners know how Green Bay was. You looked so adorable. I want to know how cold you were. Tell us everything as you have pneumonia. Just kidding.
This girl over here is the queen of Lambeau. I don't even know how many times you've been there. You've lost count at this point. But it is a production, okay?
Yeah. Full blown.
I went running earlier in the day and I was like, oh, it's going to be fine. Carissa. Like, I don't mind the cold, whatever. Halfway through the run, and by that, I mean 5 minutes into the run, I was like, this was a bad idea. My heart, exactly. My fingertips are frozen. And I say this with the utmost respect for anyone that can live there. I sat next to a woman yesterday and I had a connection through Minnesota. And I had to catch myself because I was like, why would anyone live here? And she's like, I live here. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't mean that in a bad way.
I've done that so many times while I'm there. And you don't mean to hurt their feelings or like shit on their hometown. You're just like, I can't imagine this every single day of my life living here.
Exactly. I was like, I don't know how you do it. And she goes, oh, I have a house in Puerto Vallarta. And I was like, well, that's how you do it because get me out of here in the winter. But it is so cold. Anyway, so Lambeau, but it's amazing. And I don't have to tell you this. Anyone that is a sports fan, anyone that appreciates tradition, the very first time I went to Lambeau, I was like, oh, it's like, it's going to Augusta. It's going to the Masters. It's going to the Derby. It's like
those
tent pole places. But it was very cold. And our producer spooned at the end. So we have like an hour post game show, which we're on Amazon. It's streaming. Like you're not like having to like get to the local news time slot. So sometimes you have to fill. I'm like, why are we still out here? This is crazy. Like get us inside. And we were just like, he's like, all right, time to talk about Jeff Saturday. I'm like, no, we are not going to be alive on Saturday if we're still out here. Like, let's keep it moving. But it was so fun. Happy for the Titans that they won because, you know, they have a real chance. But I really wanted the Green Bay Packers to win just because it was like their fans and like the whole vibe of being there and for the overall like landscape of the NFC North. I wanted them to still win and be in contention. But anyways, it was awesome. You sent me a million and one jackets. She gave me the body, the heat warmers, all the hand warmers. I had
was
a trainer.
So proud of you for wearing the vest. I saw it in your fun little IG story montage. Who loves a good montage?
Which, by the way, you know, I don't do
those. It was so good. The vest. I was so proud of you for putting it on. Didn't it help?
Oh my God. I wish they had that on the
full
body.
It's
like, think of it like a crossing guard and you put it over your head and you like Velcro thing and the heat packs are in there. They're incredible. So Aaron gave me a whole kit. And then I had a sweet girl come up to me and she was like, the trainer wants me to give you this. It's like a bag of stuff. And it was Aaron had talked to the Green Bay trainers to give me more hand warmers. What a gal, this one. But yeah, no, I was so appreciative of your care package because it came in handy. So what a time.
You looked adorable. Jillian said that you looked like Elsa. And I was like, you so did. I was very jealous that somebody, you just looked beautiful. You looked like a snow queen. And then it's like, I was either saying to you before or after, it is just a real wake up call to me. Like you can look very pretty and glamorous in those outfits. And then cut to me on Sunday in New York. It's windy. I can't deal with my weave. So I put this hat on. I look like Ralphie's little brother, Randy, in A Christmas Story. I look like a little kid. I've got my pom pom going. And there's, you know, my best friend in Lambeau in 15 degrees. And it's like, let it snow. Let it go, but you know what I mean? But I was just like, God, there is a way to look sexy in your puffer. And I just haven't gotten that memo yet. But I was such a proud mom. You would have thought I gave birth to you because I was like, everyone's in Lambeau and I want to hear all about it. And it was like, a homecoming for you. It was adorable.
I was so appreciative of all your help, but you have to stand out there the entire game.
Yeah. Tony would die, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. You're very sweet to say that I, you know, looked glamorous, which I'm anything but, by the way. The pregame, halftime, postgame, I'm in, I'm out. You're out there for 5 hours.
And usually with a full freaking bladder, especially at Lambeau. And I love Lambeau a lot, but there is not a toilet close to the field at all. Plus you're in 17 layers of thermals and sweaters and disposable vests.
You're not taking that off.
No, mm-mm. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to be miserable. And the worst is when we had the Cowboys Packers and it went into overtime. And I was like, if somebody scores, I'm going to piss my pants because I'm going to be so excited and ready to burst. So yeah, it's all the emotions in one.
And it's weird how your body does that though. You're like, okay, I can't go to the bathroom. So
no,
you're just not going to the bathroom.
No.
Do you ever have that where you wake up in the middle of the night and you know you need to pee, but you're like, I don't want to get up right now?
Yes.
Yeah, that just happened to me this morning. I came home last night. I had 2 seconds to see my parents and before they left this morning. And so I stayed downstairs and I fell asleep on the couch per usual. But I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, I need to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to get up right now. And I'm so lazy. I also do that on the plane.
Yes, I do that too. I need to go to the bathroom. I'm so lazy. And then I pray to God I don't piss myself. Not that I normally do in bed. I don't. But it's just the one, like, what if there's a funny joke in your dream? Or like something, what if something scares you? It's always like, God, I hope I don't pee. Whatever.
Your hair looks great. For those of you that can see your hair straight. I don't see your hair straight a lot.
No, it's, I mean, I think this is when it really shows how much it probably needs a trim and stuff. But yeah, we had a conference call early this morning. When you have an early game, these coaches' schedules are all screwed up. And we have the Giants and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day.
Exciting. So Brian,
this
is going to be great.
It's going to be fabulous. Brian Daboll, first year head coach, who I got to do a sit down with, who I want to talk a little bit about. He likes to do his conference calls. Well, it's 9 a.m. there. So he did it at 9:45, 6:45 our time. I was like, hello, I got on. And now we're doing these calls on Zoom. So you're like trying to put a little bit of makeup on. Thank God Kevin Burkhardt didn't have a lot on. But I got to tell you, I know you haven't had a chance to meet him, but a lot of our friends are friends with him. Peter Schrager, Michael Strahan, Greg Olson, never got to meet him, got a chance to sit down with him. He's going to get my Calm Down Dream Award that I've just made up over the last...
I love that.
Carissa, you're going to die for this guy. I can't wait for you to meet him. He is... Couple things. I wrote it down in our call at 6:45 this morning. He's, they just had a crappy game against the Lions. He just said that they weren't happy with anything that they did. But I was just asking him about just the vibe of the team. And he's like, look, we know the challenge ahead. This is our big, you know, kind of not piece of adversity, but what am I trying to say here?
There's a fork in the road. There's you're up against it. You find out who you really are.
And he goes, and that's where leaders really have to come into play. And he was like, and that's my job right now. And he's like, I'm really big on positivity. He's like, it's all about positivity. I wrote that down and underlined it 7,000 times. Where are my notes? Oh my God, what did he say?
This one, by the way, while Erin looks for that, she's got great penmanship and she's a list gal. This girl loves a list and she's very organized. I'm writing it on my hand like I used to do when I used to cheat in school. Go.
Just there's so much power in positivity. Everyone hates to lose. No one likes to lose more than me. But he's like, we have to figure out a way. Are we going to keep climbing this mountain or are we going to fall right down? And you are going to die for this guy. He comes under the line of Bill Belichick, Nick Saban. He's completely opposite in his handlings with people than them, still as competitive as them. But he's just taken different bits and pieces of all of this and put it together. I have all of this and I don't know what to do with it. You're going to freaking die for him. He sits with the groundskeepers before practice. He goes and hangs out with them because his grandpa was a groundskeeper and he has so much respect for them. So guess what he just did? He freaking FaceTimed me from his little like hut with the groundskeepers.
No, he did not.
He did to show me. I was like dying. He sits with the cafeteria workers. You want to know what he said, which I'm dying for this. What have you learned? Because he was a coordinator. He was an assistant coach for 25 years. What did you learn? One big piece of advice when you brought it over from being a head coach, he said that you have to say hi to everyone because when you are in this role and people say hi to you and you don't say hi back, it affects their day. He also said, which is a huge piece of advice, when you are at this level and people walk through your door to talk to you about something, it is the most important thing on their mind. And it has been bothering them for weeks and they've wanted to talk to you about it. And they finally have the balls to walk in and talk to you. And even though he may have 700,000 things going on, he needs to realize that is the most important thing on their mind.
Fuck.
I'm obsessed with Brian Dable.
That, you know what? That is the Scott Thompson and the Steve Andrews school of thought right there, though, because it is that. And look, I don't always get it right. And we rush around and we're busy with our lives and this and that. But there is that very glaring reminder that, A, there's a, I'll bring it back and this will all make sense. I called you immediately after I left the commander's facility because I'm rushing around. I have 5 minutes to get ready. And Dominique can't come. I'm like spackling my face with some makeup.
But that's a fucking baller what you did.
Oh, you're very sweet. But like, you know, we do what we need to do to get to where we are because we like to stay employed. So we will do anything and everything and don't make excuses for it the same way that we expect these athletes. Like if you're hurt, like go out there and play, like all the things. Okay. So I'm throwing myself together. I have 2 seconds and these sweet girls individually like came in because I was getting ready in the women's bathroom in the commander's facility. Samantha and Ashley both came in and they were like, I love your podcast with Aaron. And they were so sweet.
Sweeties.
And I was like, stop it right now. And I just felt so, I know it's whatever, we're talking about our own podcast, but I felt so appreciative that they would take time out of their day to like listen to us talk about anything. And bringing it back to the Dable comment, it's like, there is a big world out there. There's a lot of people, everyone's doing a million different things, but to take time and to like say, thank you, or I like something, or what is bothering you? How can I help you? Like it takes 2 seconds and it means the world to said person. So I love that. And I just, you can tell from the very beginning of the season, like when he like danced with the players or like just like instilling like a different culture, what a difference it makes. And now a guy that we work or I, you know, work with in studio and you've known forever and said that I would love so much, Sean Payton. The same thing happened to him in New Orleans.
Yes.
You go in and you change the culture and it pays dividends and then leads to success. And I just love that. I get so jacked up. Like right now, I wanted to just lay around the rest of the day. I might go do a bunch of stuff. I don't know. I'm going to go run after this. I'm going to do all these things because I'm fired up. Like
I love it so much. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had 2 big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge in the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanksgiving. Tell me what, I know we don't have much time because you're running off
to your next meeting. I just sent a text to Kevin Burkhart and Richie Zions and I said, let me know when the offensive coordinator gets on. I took a picture of us and they both said, say hi to Carissa on air for me.
Cuties.
We're live.
We are live. And this is a 10 days on the road. Cute. Okay, wait. Oh, we have so many more things that I want to talk
we
to you
do.
About. So
wait,
many more
I
things.
I have to tell you too. So I got into a cab and I'm glad I called you at this time. You were kind of having a rough go. You were in 17 cities without
cars
crying.
And
about, yeah,
I was crying.
It's fine. But
I was
I got
crying.
Into
it. No, I'm just kidding. I was crying in the bathroom at LAX because I had to
you
go.
You were charging your phone.
A phone charger because my phone was going to die because the car didn't show up. And I was waiting for the Uber. And anyone that's been to LAX
you
or anyone
exhausted.
That knows that Uber app, 25 minutes. It's, and then the Uber says it's there. And then due to unexpected situations, the Uber has to cancel. That happened to me 3 times. Anyways, I'm FaceTiming Aaron and crying in the bathroom at LAX. It was not a proud moment for me.
And I had found a Lyft in New York City, home from dinner, had a great New York night, like super cozy place, great soundtrack. I ended up American Bar in New York City. My girlfriend Corral took me there. Their playlist at night is unbelievable. They actually have the playlist on Spotify. I asked the host.
What?
It's unbelievable. American Bar night playlist on Spotify. Insane. Anywho, I get into the car. This guy, Richard, turns around, he goes, oh my God, you're like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, hey, nice to see you. He goes, you have a podcast.
No, he didn't.
I said, hold on, let me call my friend. I call her. She's bawling in an LAX bathroom. I'm like, this is real life, Richard.
And then she told me, calm down, get in the cab. Richard and I will come get you. Oh my God. What a guy, Richard.
What a guy. He made me feel so good.
I get so
I'm
excited.
Trying to make you feel good.
I know. Sometimes I think we're just talking to each other and then I'm like, oh, people are listening. It's so happy. But God, oh my God, there's so many things. We have had, okay, I'm going to save it for next week because I have a laundry list of things that I want to talk to you about. But since this comes out on Thursday, I'm hoping it does. Kurt, our sweet producer, is he on here? He's going to turn this thing around. But
I'm
talking
sure
about
well,
gratitude.
Yeah. Yes.
We have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes,
it's a
yes.
Big
yes.
year for us. Big year mm-hmm. for us. And we
Huge,
have a lot of
big.
Things. You work on commission, right?
Right?
So when you're working those Thanksgiving games, how is that different for you than all the other games that you're working? Because everyone's watching. It's Thanksgiving. Everyone's home with their family. Tell me everything.
It's fun. I mean, I haven't had a Thanksgiving in probably over 20 years because I used to work college Thanksgiving games as well. So I'm used to this, but I'm excited. We're having a big, big time. Everybody's bringing their families out. It's going to be super fun. So it'll be really... it'll be wonderful. Yeah. My family's
good.
All coming. Everybody's coming. Even how
good, good, good. Wait, no, stop. Oh, I love
I'm
that.
I'm just being selfish this year. I haven't had a Thanksgiving with my family, meaning my pepperones in forever. So his butt
good
was
girl.
Squeezed and he got a...
the butt squeeze again.
Yeah. And he got a haircut.
Cutie.
Oh my God. I don't even want to tell you this.
What?
Yesterday, you don't even know this. I almost called you crying. I have two stories for you. One is... We have neighbors that have a lab and it was time yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why we know that is because our sweet concierge vet that's outside that does that a lot when you need to put your pet down. Jarrett saw them outside our house and we were like,
no.
Hey, Howie needs his butt squeezed. Can we go to you? And they were like, yeah, come on in. And he's like, what are you guys waiting for? And they kind of pointed to our sweet neighbor, Carissa. I was Mm-mm. at my office. Kind of next door mm-hmm. in our neighborhood, walking to our house, and I saw them bring her out.
No, 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 no.
I walked
no.
in my house, wrecked, Mm-mm. wrecked. I just started like screaming, crying.
And Jarrett was don't like, make me cry just even thinking about it.
These sweet angels.
I know. And this is, it's going to make me
it's
cry.
Awful.
As this one's sitting right here, do you see?
Mine is
like,
too. I couldn't get enough of him yesterday. I just felt so terrible.
So my parents, I grew up with a German Shepherd and as you grew up with retrievers, right? So it's like, these are like our,
babies,
animals. My dad and mom they've been here for the last 21 days. I can't even believe that they've been here that long.
Aww.
I have not seen them at all.
So that's so wonderful.
Oh my God. I've got to tell you, and it was so nice having them here with no drama.
Yes.
And
happy
it's just
for that.
Nice to actually be able to like have my parents with me and not having to like rescue me from hell. But my mom was folding my laundry. They took the dogs for a while. I was like, this is what it's like to have help around
here.
Did
your dad
so
fix
nice.
Anything around the house?
Oh my God, fixed everything. I had this massive scrape on my dining room table. You know the one and you know why. Oh God.
I don't know how that got here.
It was someone
else's
fault.
Must have been me dragging something across. Not me, but someone
maybe
we
the
know.
Large orchid arrangement. Exactly. Oh, so Jesus. I've been this damn scrape on my dining room table for 2 years that I can't get out. This MacGyver. And then he went to the store. He got colored pencils to match the color of the table. He melted down the pencils and massaged it into the scratch. So it laid perfectly. I said, Dad, who even thinks to do that? He goes, well, I was just looking at the gradient of the table. And I thought, colored pencils. And I was like, that's what you thought? I thought, fuck, I need to buy a new table. This guy's just fixing things. They're the best. But anyways, so Daisy would go in every morning to my parents' room and wake up my dad. She's like obsessed with my dad. They were leaving this morning. She's standing in the doorway. My dad, I thought, was going to cry. He was like, I got to go. And she's standing there like looking at him. I know. And this is like my sweet little Daisy who was abused really badly by men, which is when I adopted her. They were like, she doesn't like men. So when I see that, I'm just like, we do not deserve these animals. We don't deserve them. And I'm going to have to, I'm going to be gone for a long time, sedated when this happens to me, because I can't even handle that.
All I kept saying yesterday after I saw that, and unfortunately I can't get it out of my head. Oh, and also a shout out to vets that have to do this day in and day out. Like, I don't know how you do it and you're not wrecked. I know it's your job and you probably, but these women are actually so lovely and sensitive, and they're very great. And that's, I don't want to even say it, who I would use.
Yeah.
But I just said to Jared, I'm going to have to take the needle with Howie. Like, I can't
there's
be
no
without
chance.
This dog.
Well, think about it. And my mom, so Willis is, you know, this is a Return of the Dog podcast, but we just, anyone that has animals, it's
doing?
Like, we get it. I know. But they are our children, and they have been through, I mean, Willis is the OG. Willis has been through 9 years of my ups and downs and everything. But So on a more positive note, we are grateful for our pups. We are grateful
so
for
grateful.
Our jobs. And you've got an awesome game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're going to be with the fam. And then you turn around and have Chiefs Rams on Sunday. So exciting.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie. And whether we're headed out on a hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlansport.com. How was Patrick Mahomes? Was he great? How was he?
He was
great. They got in at 5 a.m. I give him so much credit for turning around. These guys, people don't get that. They freaking like play, they train, they get banged up. And then he flies home, lands at 5 a.m. and then does a sit down with Carissa.
Yeah, seriously.
That's insane.
I said to him, as I'm watching the game on the plane, I'm thinking to myself, I am halfway to Kansas City.
Yeah.
You're still playing this game.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you're last your 2 minute drive and heroic, you know, late game magic that you always have. God, he's good. He is.
He's so freaking good.
And that's the thing where it's like, we, you know, you've developed a great relationship with Tom and Aaron over the years, but it's like this next crop, and I've talked about it at nauseam, this next crop of players, like, they're so fucking fun to watch. Anyway, so Mahomes was great. I said to him, I was like, I didn't know if you were going to be here. That baby, they're doing like 5 seconds. And he goes, I told her we are not having that baby on a Sunday. He was like, it can't happen because she's due on the Bengals game. And he goes, we got to make arrangements. I can't have a kid on Sunday. He's not missing a game.
Oh, so it may not even affect like our situation, like him running in like that O lineman the other day, like
For Atlanta,
Jake Matthews. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, she's due when they play the Bengals. But he was like, "We'll make arrangements. It can't happen game time." I mean, let's just be serious. But he's great. He was talking about he's only 27 years old, and he was talking about being the veteran in the locker room. Because those babies, there's that team is young, and he's like, I feel like the old guy in the locker room, but. Just a great organization, great dude. Thank you again for being so generous.
Oh, and stop. Thanks for doing those.
No, my God, please. So that's going to be fun.
And Terry McLaurin was adorable. He was so great in your sit down.
Yeah, this has been a whirlwind of the last 5 days, but great. Green Bay, Chicago, Washington, D.C., L.A., Kansas City, Minnesota.
I'll play the sideline reporter. What's your number one thing out of this whole traveling everywhere that you're like, holy shit, I need this? You know what I mean? Like when you travel, what's your number one thing besides sleep and an eye mask?
The eye mask, I was going to say, do you know what Dominique did for me yesterday? She got at the hotel, like, you know, where you get the ice. Like, I don't even know if they still had
put
ice
it on
machines. Put the eye mask or the face mask in the ice.
Yeah, cool you down and help the swelling.
I get so swollen. Like, I'm someone who, like, if I have one drink, I didn't even drink last night. If I have one drink or, like, I immediately gain weight and lose weight in my face, it's like, it's actually a really shitty place to have it go. Like, it could go anywhere else on my body. You're not hiding the face. Anyways.
I know.
So cooling it down, I got one of those plunge pool things. I might go in it later.
Where?
I got it delivered. It's in my house. The plunge pool thing.
I can't wait to try it. You got a ranch. You got a plunge pool.
I am. I'm getting a ranch, you guys. The cows don't come with it, but guess what comes with it? A pig whose name's Larry. There's a pig, guys. I'm trying to get this ranch. I'm not kidding because I have this whole vision for it. Aaron's got to go do her job.
No, I told everybody to text me when he got on. You're great.
I just had my real estate agent go up there, check out the property. It is heaven on earth. I cannot wait to share all of this with you. I'm going to transform this thing. It is going to be an oasis, but it comes with a pig.
The trials and tribulations of having a ranch, we are going to live vicariously through it. Are you going to be Rip or are you going to be Beth or are you not?
Oh, you already know I'm going to be. Where's Rip? Where's the Jack Daniels? I mean, my God, who are we kidding? I can't wait though. This thing is a beauty. So we'll get into that more when we have time. But Thanksgiving, I love Thanksgiving. What's your favorite dish?
What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Actually, that text message just both came through on our computer. I need to follow up on that.
That's where you were going to go?
I don't know, but it feels like there's a lot. So I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, got it.
I could be right on my couch and be happy as a clam watching you, my little cutie. Do you think about like a different, like, do you think about like an outfit that's like Thanksgiving centric or how do you plan that? Because you're inside.
No, I already had to wear it because I shot a little something something for a something something that's going to happen during the game. So it was already pre-planned. Yeah.
Oh,
it's not very Thanksgiving. It's kind of like big time. But I'm in a red suit. It's fine.
Oh, good. Red Rover, Rover, send you right
over.
Oh, what's that mug? What are you drinking? I haven't even had coffee today.
Oh, a little coffee. My second cup. Hey, so I'm probably going to get cut off by the time this offensive coordinator gets on, but I was going to tell a little quick story. Kurt just wrote on our chat, Larry, with hands up in the air. I can't wait to learn more about this pig.
Larry the pig comes with the property.
I can't even handle it.
Mm-hmm. Reason enough to buy it. Charlotte's Web.
Wait, they're just going to trust you with this pig? They think you know how to deal with this? Or does this pig come with already like a keeper? What's happening?
The pig
who's feeding the pig right now?
I'll answer all of these questions.
Offline.
Yeah, offline.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I belong on a ranch. I'm a ranch gal.
You do. I mean, I'm assuming you have to hire people to shovel the shit and feed Larry, right?
I'm going to do it all. Okay. I mean, I'm a real hands-on gal. No, but I will eventually, I have plans. And the ranch is going to be called Are You Kidding Me Ranch. Because every time you turn around, there's going to be something great. And they're going to go, Are You Kidding Me? And I'll go, No, it's yeah. Are You Kidding Me Ranch. I've got plans.
This doesn't mean you can't come to my make-believe ranch in Montana now, right?
Yours is the Four Seasons and mine is the Holiday Inn. Okay.
How about those pictures we saw this weekend in Montana?
Montana never looked so good. Did you see the sign where they're like, it's not that great here. Don't come. They were like, didn't want people to come.
It was so good.
Magical. That also makes me want to bundle up though and just like be in your house with a fire and like, you know, watching Four Christmases in July. Okay, wait, what were you going to say?
Score. I don't even want to start this because I know that I'm going to get cut off because I'm waiting for the offensive coordinator of the Giants
then here,
to get
let's
on.
Just...
But wait, I'm going to tell you guys this quick story. So every year, I don't like going, but I have to go and I'm grateful
gynecologist.
For Cedars. No, my cancer center
yes,
at Cedars.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I had to go. I told you this story the other day. It was my one-year checkup. Everything's great.
Thank God.
You have to go. And it's nerve wracking. Obviously, it's not a pleasant exam. But a couple things. My oncologist is so hot. He is so good looking. And I hadn't seen him in a year. And like I mentioned, not the best exam you want to do with the hottest like oncologist you've ever had. Not that you want an oncologist. So I got myself ready. I did my hair. I did a full face of makeup because I looked tired from the week before in Green Bay. And then I didn't realize Cedars, everybody is masking up as they should. And I was kind of upset about it because I walked in and, you know, in the gown and the sheet over you. And he's like, hey, how are you? He looked great in his mask. And I was like, well, I was better when I had this full face of makeup on because I got ready for you, doctor.
Only you. I love you so much that you're getting ready.
And he goes, well, you look great. But I got to tell you, like what was your thorn? What was your rose of the day? You know, a couple things.
I
am so grateful for that cancer center. I'm so grateful for my doctor. They are so lovely there. But my God, those waiting rooms are packed. And it is a massive reality check.
Mm-hmm.
I usually, when I go, have my face in my phone because it is very tough to look around. You just want to feel you. I was texting you the whole time I was there. And, it's a massive reality check. And I just want to walk around and hug all those people and be like, God, I hope you're okay. So,
it is. First and foremost, I'm so glad that you are being your checkups. And that's good. That's hard. No, it's not to your point. That's not something you want to do because it is a little, you know, scary every single time. I'm proud of you for staying on top of that. Thank God for the clean bill of health.
Yeah.
This time of year, everyone's, you know, talking about their gratitude, but we should be thankful every day for that because nothing else matters. We've said it ad nauseum. Health is first and foremost. But yeah, absolutely to those doctors. I sat next to a woman yesterday and she was like, oh, what do you do? Because I was like, from the interview and you're like done up or whatever. I was like, oh, I was just doing an interview. I'm a sports broadcaster. And she goes, I'm a pediatric nurse. And I was like, I need to, you know what I mean? Like, it's like just that whole thing where you're like reality check of thank you for what it is that you do. Because I remember with Alyssa and those nurses and those doctors, I don't know how they do it, but thank God there are humans out there or there's the veterinarians or those people that can do the things that we can't do. So in closing, because you need to go and do your thing, but I'm grateful for you and I love you. And I'm so glad that you have a clean bill of health. And in the great words of Faith Hill, being busy means that we have good opportunities. So thankful for
that.
And
in the words of the great Brian Dable, who you guys, I'm just going to become a Giants fan because of him. Power and positivity. I need to try it more. What a guy.
Okay. We'll remind each other of that because we all need that. And to Samantha and Ashley and anyone that listens to this,
Richard,
I still can't believe anyone listens. And Richard, thank you for listening. We love you and we are thankful for you guys. Have a safe and happy holiday. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
And we promise we will be funnier next week. We just took a real turn here.
That's okay. There's a time and a place for all of it, but I have a lot of stories.
Same, girl. Same. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.